Hello. What's up? We got the Bonzers, but that's switching up the intros, throwing me off.
Hello, we are the Bonzers.
That's not true. Hey, y'all, what's going on? Eugene Brandad here. Welcome to the latest episode of Evening with the Bonzers. This episode might be short because we're going to bring up a topic. We definitely both agree on it. It might not be much to say, but maybe, you know, maybe y'all chime in. We're talking about best friends. When you're in a relationship, having a best friend of the opposite sex. Nah. It just never works, I say.
Well, what's the reason why you don't think it works?
Because you're going to be too close to that person. Like, I have a female best friend. And I'm married to you, and they know like all my favorite colors and like just stuff.
Your wife know your favorite color too.
But it should be it. Like they know my favorite foods and how I like stuff cooked and all that. We got inside jokes, just me and them.
Oh, yeah,
you
like,
you gonna be
like
cool
that
with that?
Well, what we laughing at? I wanna laugh too.
See, you gonna be cool with that? And then I feel like.
But some people might think that's his insecurity, like, oh, well, why you don't like us having our own inside joke?
I don't agree. I don't like it. But,
So if I had a male best friend.
You wouldn't.
Wow, y'all see that? Y'all hear the tone? Y'all hear that?
You wouldn't.
Wow, you don't know.
I know. Oh, I know.
But he about to threaten my life.
I ain't threatening no life. Listen.
Well, I can feel it.
I had friends that I stop talking to because I just knew what it was. I was ready to, you know, invest everything into us. You just can't do certain things. And especially I'd be hearing stories like, well, I was hanging out, you know, with my best friend of the opposite sex. And, you know, we went out and all this stuff, dinners and like, you know, we was hanging out talking on the phone crazy times of night and stuff like that. That's crazy. Like, you shouldn't even do that with a friend of the same sex. It's certain stuff that just you should just be respectful about. You know what I mean? Not up on the phone, you know, past midnight or whatever and certain things. But then when it's a person of the opposite sex, that's just crazy. And then it's like, I've never heard of a story where those relationships remain platonic. Like, they stay friends. Somebody always catch feelings. Yeah. I honestly think a best friend, I'm not saying you can't have male friends. You know what I mean? We have friends.
Right.
But it's like, you gotta, there has to be boundaries and people have to know, like, what's up. You know what I mean? You gotta shun the very appearance of evil.
Yes,
you can't be out here talking to no dude at 1 o'clock in the morning and all this stuff. And he taking you out and y'all going out and with just y'all two, not a mixed group. That's not.
Yeah, because I have male friends, but when I go out, I make sure my best friend is there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gotta be here.
Yeah, and then let me be clear. I'm not saying, you know, no friends of the opposite sex. I'm talking about
a
best friend where it's like y'all. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's crazy.
I get that. 2 years ago, I didn't know you had male friends. Wait a minute, let me finish. Oh, we can't sing that, right?
I forgot.
That's keep it real. I was somewhere, and there was playing, the DJ was
playing.
We
was at a birthday party. Yep, at a celebration of a sports bar, and the DJ threw on the R. Kelly. He looked with
the
side eye.
In the name of love.
Listen, I danced a little bit, but.
Forgive me, but we did.
But,
we had a little drink. A little wine or something.
You know,
oh, my gosh. Know.
God bless him.
Child. I sat right on down like I can't.
DJ playing games.
Just for a little second, then I sat down. But yeah. No, these DJs out here don't care. They will straight up play.
Listen.
Kelly, but back to the friend thing.
I don't see it.
Boundaries is important. You have to have boundaries.
And the friend has to have I have to be a real friend and have good intention, because I think if they have good intentions and have the right mindset and are respectful of your relationship, they are going to like acknowledge your spouse. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times that's the case. They act like the spouse is not in the room, or they get him the quick high, and then them and the friend got a secret handshake and all that. Like, nah, like what? You know, and then always like phone calls, see, I got friends at the phone call, they always like, well, how's the missus? You know, tell Bernadette I said hi. You know what I mean? They know.
Right.
You know? So, yeah. I don't know about it. What do you think, that's a deal breaker for you?
Probably.
Bernadette's trying to act.
I'm not trying to act.
Probably snatchy, no.
I said probably, just like you said it's the same thing.
Definitely,
as you.
Yes.
I mean, it depends. If she
better,
I'd be going out.
Stop.
I don't care.
Don't sleep on the ugly. Don't sleep on the ugly.
I know,
ones.
Right?
Them be the ones.
Like, I know.
Because you're not expecting them. Right. Guys, you got him.
That's what I'm saying. But
they got him.
Right.
She was ugly. He was ugly.
Best friend, here we are.
Mm. Yeah, we was both single too.
Yes.
And then see, exactly, that's why you can't come up talking about I got another best friend. Last time you had a best friend, y'all had three kids. So,
and he was my best friend, but we would lay in the bed together. So yeah,
we can't. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't.
Cuddle. That's
right. We did. We used to cuddle.
We did. Yeah, we did.
And you were my best friend. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, touchy-feely, all of that, it leads to stuff.
Mm-hmm. I just don't see it, staying in the friendship lane when they are the opposite sex. I just can't. I don't see it. Mm-mm. You know, and it's just certain ground rules. You can have friends. Y'all can't hang out alone. You know, when it's of the opposite sex. Like I said, I have to be, the spouse has to be there, or it has to be like a mixed group. Mm-hmm. If y'all go out. You can't, it's certain rules.
Well, like a double date.
Yeah, exactly. Like that, where both, spouses are involved. Mm-hmm. But like, just, I know people and have known people just, I got my best friend. It's just you and a woman. Like, that's your best friend. Nah, your wife, who would that?
So, have you, any of your female friends, you feel like they were attracted to you?
Ooh.
No, look at me. You can't even.
Let me be honest. Maybe early on, probably college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably college. And I had to stop talking to those
people.
Now?
Nobody now?
You sound like you got somebody in mind.
I know. You said college, though. You know how long that is.
I mean, I was college, just in college
really?
A couple years ago.
Names.
A couple years ago.
Okay, sure. All right.
Listen, now, I don't think so. I think now that people are adult, people know, the boundaries, and people know what it is. And then, honestly, I don't have that many female friends. Everybody has friends I do have,
Yeah.
So.
You don't mess with nobody.
Listen.
Hell yeah, male.
Listen. You said male friends?
You don't got male friends. Listen. You do. Just don't mess with it.
I got a handful. Keep your circle small.
Yeah.
Listen, only the good ones. Quality, not quantity.
Okay, quotes.
Listen, I got a few that I rock with.
Ronnie Hope quote.
Stop. And even now, as far as like female friends, it's only like, most of them are like mutual friends. You know what I mean? Like couples, other couples that we know. Whatever, that they're friends. It's probably only maybe like one person I would really call a friend, and you know them,
right?
You know, they know you, speak to you, call and don't talk to you before me, so
right,
like,
yeah, my male friend, I told him, like, when you gonna get married to this girl, don't waste somebody's time, because I don't want my time to be wasted, so don't waste that girl's time. I like to encourage my male friends to get married.
Encourage.
Mm-hmm. Get old and
Stop. You ain't getting no younger,
you're not getting
bruh.
No younger. Don't marry that girl.
What you waiting on? You gonna wanna settle down when nobody wants you no more.
I hate that.
Do it now.
They be old and out of shape and then you wanna get married? No.
Uncle Willa, I think I'm ready now.
To die. What you
Stop.
Mean?
Stop.
Ready.
Got
for
kids
what?
Everywhere. And now you wanna settle?
Oh my gosh. Oh my.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. I told y'all. Short, because, you know, if anybody opposes this, please comment when we post it. Hit us up. Let us know if you think it's possible to successfully keep a best friend of the opposite sex while you're either in a relationship or married. Let me know. I would be very interested in hearing.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
I think the youngins are going to disagree with us. Because, you know, they want to... I just want to rock. Rock type energy.
And see, look, perfect. I'm glad you look. I know young people, 23, 24 now. Like, one of my best friends, his current girlfriend, was his best friend through several other relationships. And now they're dating. That was his best. She was the one, the best friend. And the girlfriends always ask about her. He'd be like, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Nah, we cool, all that. And now they together. Oh. So, like, you know what I mean? I just.
I was your best friend.
Come on. I want you around me all the time. Like, hey. Come on. See, I don't. Who you was telling me about? Yeah.
He just got divorced from his wife he was married to, what, for 27 years.
27.
And he ended up marrying his best friend,
See.
Who was best friends for like 41 years.
See?
Sis was waiting on him.
Come on. 27
he
years and
waiting.
Then 41 years of friendship.
Life.
And she was right there.
Sis, why was he waiting, girl?
I'm telling y'all, it's a trap. It's a trap.
Heck no.
So if you have a best friend of the opposite sex, just get with them. Marry them. Like, stop. Save everybody the trouble. Listen.
Sometimes that's not always the case. You just watched a movie the other day on my favorite streaming service now, Tubi.
Plug.
I got all the hood movies. What was
Tubi
it?
Tubi sponsor us.
Okay, sponsor us. What was it? It was Marcus Houston and what's the girl's name? Soraya? I'm sorry if I messed her name up. I think it's Soraya.
Yeah.
And it was called Best Friend, but she wasn't attracted to him.
He was attracted to her.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
It don't always have to go both ways. One person or the other. And then that can mess things up. It's complicated. It's never going to be just, oh, that's my friend.
Well, my next piece of work, she ain't
going to
be one. He just
got to
deal with the fact.
He just got to. And then that's going to put a strain on the friendship. They could, possibly. You know what I mean? Everybody can't handle that. Because you weren't going to get with me, and I was ready to stop being your friend. Because I couldn't take it. I couldn't just be around you dating other people. So, I just think ultimately that's not going to work.
You're still my friend. My best friend. Blessing y'all. New song available now.
Friend.
You are my friend. Downloaded everywhere. All streaming services. You are my friend.
So yeah, that's my thoughts. Nah.
Nah. Nah. I didn't know that part about
friends.
So you think people would just be waiting on their it's my turn.
Through several relationships, and then they finally told people they didn't have to worry about her and everything, and then now they are together, and he talking like she's the one.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Wild.
I never trusted it. And I never, you know, even, I never been in this situation. Just when I see it, I'm just like, nah, it ain't gone.
Even like when we watched December, we was watching The Best Man. What was it?
Was it Best Man?
Yeah, and I hope y'all didn't see the series.
Oh, the series, Best Man series. Yeah.
Because I'm about to tell it.
Terrence Howard.
Tay Diggs and Nia Long.
Oh,
because they best friends.
Well, them and Terrence Howard's character, kinda. They act like they hate each other, but they, you know, was around each other for years, and then he ended up leaving the person he was supposed to be engaged to.
They were best friends. They were friends.
Yeah.
but me and Long and Tay Diggs was best friends.
Yeah.
And all them years.
All them Brown Sugar. Sanaa and Tay Diggs, they was best friends. He was engaged to somebody else. Even in the movies. It's a movie plot, y'all. It never it's never gonna work. Art imitates life. And they got that from somewhere. People trying to be best friends with opposite sex and it's not working. It's crazy.
So the moral to the story is
don't do it.
Don't do it.
Okay. Nah.
Nah.
That's the moral of the story. Nah.
It ain't gonna work out.
Mm-hmm. And you know what you do. God bless you. But I don't know.
I feel like even if it's the same sex, you know, like you know, yeah, even if it's the same, like two gay best friends, and then you with another date. I feel like that's still.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
And
the
you
rules.
Got your. I feel like sometimes that might not work out either. Even if, like.
I don't know the rules on that.
Like, Eric,
then,
why is Dave always here? Like,
Because then, so in that relationship, you're supposed to be friends with, like, a woman if it's a gay male couple? I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't speak on.
I feel like.
The rules.
But I don't
that.
Know.
But.
I need somebody to come on here and tell us that side of the story. If that's. Because I'm saying.
Yeah, it'd be definitely be interesting.
Like, Dave, why is Sean over here? You know, I don't like him like that. Why is he over here? But he's my best friend. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying you gotta watch out for that too.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But that's what, you know, so I'm saying. You gotta watch out for those type of friendships as well.
Yeah.
So keep your eyes open.
Bottom line, watch your back and your husband's back and your wife's back.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Right, come on. Bottom line is watch out. Okay.
Watch out. That's gonna be the title. Watch out.
All right, them best friends.
Watch
out. Right. Yeah, that's all I think I got on that one. I told y'all short because nah. So, any closing remarks?
Nah. We are the Barneses.
Eugene Bernadette. This has been an evening with the Barneses.
Peace.
Bye.